The Lord be with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said to his disciples, "Amen, amen, I say to you, you will weep and mourn while the world rejoices. You will grieve, but your grief will become joy. When a woman is in labor, she is in anguish because her hour has arrived. But when she has given birth to a child, she no longer remembers the pain because of her joy that a child has been born into the world. So you also are now in anguish. But I will see you again, and your hearts will rejoice, and no one will take your joy away from you. On that day, you will not question me about anything. Amen, amen, I say to you, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you." The Gospel of the Lord. Yeah, great little passage. We're in this interesting little crack of liturgical seasons here, where the 40th day after Easter has come and gone. So yesterday was Ascension Thursday. We didn't celebrate it as Ascension Thursday, but it's Ascension Thursday. We move it to Sunday. So then there are some places that move it to Sunday and some places that keep it on Thursday. For me, it's like 2,000 years after it. So yeah, a couple days is not that big a deal. We're going to celebrate it anyway, so a couple days difference. Okay, fine. But in this space, there's only one set of readings. There's not a set of readings for if you celebrated the Ascension and one set of readings if you didn't celebrate the Ascension. So just think about how tricky it is to find the right readings. Whether the Ascension happened or not, we're going to get these readings today. So anyway, like I said, a little crack of the liturgical calendar. But here, yeah, it's Jesus, what? Talking about the Spirit again, and then the promise of the Spirit and what our life in the Spirit should look like. So we live after the fact, right? We live 2,000 years on. So what Jesus says about the mourning and weeping and so on, this has happened, and then we're living the rest. And the sign of living the rest is joy that we have by virtue of the fact that we are praying and living in Jesus' name. So I get this in the passage here today. The woman in labor and this kind of thing, this is Jesus' death and resurrection. Yeah, his death, his going away, and then his being restored to his apostles, his being restored to new life. They receive him, they rejoice, and the rest. And what's happened, and this is, of course, why Jesus is using this particular language, is that a new world has come to birth. The new world has come to birth. Not like a new world, like, okay, this is a subject, this is like just in Jesus' head and whatever. This is the new world of God's making, liberated from the forces of sin and death. That new world has come to birth through the death and resurrection of Jesus. And then it's his and his followers to live into that new world and to bring it about. So here, this is part of it, is what is the fuel of that new world? What is the animating force of that new world? It's the Holy Spirit. But it's Holy Spirit power, which we tap into by what? Praying. So we have to pray. And part, of course, this the new world that has come to birth is, No, I don't want to go down that road. And you'll be thankful for it, okay? When all is revealed to you, you'll be thankful for it. No, this is it. What we see this great promise at the end of the passage: whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you. So look, I don't know where your prayers are, what you're praying for, and whether it's right or wrong, but keep doing it. Keep doing it with real vulnerability, with real honesty, openness before God. Okay, this is why I say even when couples come to me and say we want to pray together, I say it's a beautiful thing for a couple to pray together, but you have to pray by yourself as well. Because the kind of openness, honesty, vulnerability, whatever, that moves the needle as it relates to our life with God, you don't want even to be mindful of anybody else around you as you're going through that process. Have to pray by yourself. We have to have an intensely deep personal relationship with Jesus. This is what's going to move the needle for us. And we pray whatever's in our heart. Now I would say, of course, pray the Our Father. I can get through about one a morning. It takes me about 30 minutes to get through one Our Father. But keep praying. Pray the Our Father with whatever depth the Lord allows you to. Keep praying because it orders our prayer better. But pray your heart. Pray your heart. Give yourself over to God. St. Francis de Sales talk about prayer as heart to heart speaks. Yeah, well, your heart has to speak to God then. Your heart has to speak to his heart and his heart to yours. He does speak to you. We may have to learn the language of God, the language of love, but just do it anyway. You can learn the language as you go. It is the language of the new world, but you'll learn it by immersion. You know, even if we don't, there are some guidebooks around, but you will learn it by immersion, even if you don't have the little books and stuff in front of you. So just do it. Just go. Just enter that new world. Submit yourself to Christ, who is revealed to us as King by his death and resurrection, who's leading the way, showing us the way, and also leading us and guiding us and giving us the strength that we need to enter that new world. He's doing it. He's doing it all. So it's ours to submit ourselves to him. And this is all like what it means to pray in his name. And then, you know, we'll get to a point where we are in fact aligned with God and his purposes in such manner that we will see just how powerful, well, from time to time, at least we will see just how powerful our prayer is. Because we're praying for nothing other than what God wants. We're praying for nothing other than what will bring his plan to fruition, and especially our participation in it. One of the chief things that he's going to do for us is give us the Holy Spirit in such measure that we can continue on the way, that we can persevere in the way that he has called us to, living the life of love that he has called us to. So that's it. Keep praying. Keep praying. And allow prayer to be simply the time that you mark out, that you hold for God to love you. To love you into life. To love you into that higher pitch. To love you into life. Because that's what prayer really is all about. It's God loving you. And then as he loves you, as you enter that space where you're receiving God's love, then you will have a heart made to love God as well. And as you go forward from prayer, you will be about God's purposes. And he will be sustaining you. Just as he strengthened you in prayer, so too he will sustain you as you go the way that he has called you to go.